so I'm recording now, and so we'll start in 3 seconds. Hello, and welcome back. This is Bruce with the Exchange Student Program for Brazil, and we're talking about Brazilians traveling to other countries and going there to learn English. And so today, I have a man by the name of Gian. And so, Gian, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. And you, how are you?
I'm doing good. Where do you live, Gian?
I'm living in Chã Grande, in Pernambuco.
Pernambuco, okay. And so, which country did you travel to?
I went to New Zealand.
New Zealand, wow, that's a long distance, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, and did it take you a long time to save money to go there?
Actually, it was one scholarship.
Oh, like a scholarship, cool.
Yes.
That means it was not, it didn't cost you a lot of money then.
Yeah, I think so. It's very expensive because okay. New Zealand is so far.
Did you need a visa to go there?
Yes.
And so was that complicated or wasn't too hard?
It was easy to have this visa because the government to my state give me everything.
Okay.
And so it was very easy.
Which city did you stay in New Zealand?
Wellington City, the capital of New Zealand.
Okay. Is that pretty modern city?
Oh yeah, it's awesome city.
Mm-hmm. And so you selected to go there because of why?
I went to there for learning English and improve my English.
Mm-hmm.
I studied at high school, the year 13, the last year of the high school.
Okay. And so you went to New Zealand as a high school student?
Yes.
Very nice.
The Sark Bennett Boys College. One school for just boys.
Okay.
It's very normal there. To me, it's very different, but it was a good experience.
Wow. So can you describe what it was like in a typical day of school? How many hours each day?
I started 8:30 a.m. and finish 3 o'clock p.m.
Okay. So yeah. That was about 8 hours.
I think it was mm-hmm. 5 hours on day.
Did you have lunch at the school?
Yes.
Was it a lunch that was prepared by the school, or was it a lunch that you took to school?
It was my food. Like there, you can buy some food because it was one private school and don't have food like to you. You need to buy something.
Okay. And so did they have dessert in this lunch?
Sometimes, because the problem is New Zealand is a lot teenagers, a lot young students eat a lot bad food, like not earth food, junk food.
Uh-huh.
And there I just can have a dessert on Thursday. Yeah, on Thursday.
So you had one day of dessert.
Yeah, but every day I had candy in my school bag.
What was your favorite candy in New Zealand?
I don't know exactly.
Well, I know it's different. Like in Brazil now, we have Snickers and Nestle.
Oh, yes, I have one Mark. I think the name is Mark.
Mars Bar.
Yeah. Yum! Oh my gosh, it's so delicious.
Did it have an almond inside?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
In the airplane, I went to New Zealand by Emirates, uh-huh. Emirates Airline, and in the travel, I slept, and I forgot the time to have my lunch on the flight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good history. And I went asking the crew, so is it late to have some food? And I said, and she said, yes, we finish. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And say, have some food to me. Oh yes, have apples, bananas, and chocolate. And I say, okay, please. And I eat 7 more chocolate. Yeah.
You love chocolate, huh?
Yeah.
We have an expression in English, we say chocoholic.
Yeah.
Like an alcoholic, but you're addicted to chocolate. Okay, so yeah. what would you say was a nice thing to see, or some nice things to see in the city you stayed in?
Oh, in the city?
Yes.
Let me see. Victoria Mount. It's a good review. You can see the whole city. It's very good. Let me see. Yeta Workshop. Yeta Workshop. It's one place and talking about the Hobbit movies.
Oh, Avatar. Cool.
So yes, I can see the a lot thinking about the Yeta Workshop. Mm-hmm. Let me see. The food, it's very good. I love food.
Yes.
It was very interesting because there I can buy sushi in all supermarkets. So every day I add sushi.
Wow, that's cool. I like sushi too. I like
sushi. Yeah, sushi with strawberry juice. I don't know why it's strawberry juice, but I really like.
Cool. And did you go to any like churches or government buildings, museums, or parks?
Yes. I went to Te Papa Museum. Te Papa Museum, it's one museum talking about the Murray culture, the native people live there.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you know Murray culture?
Yes, I heard about it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And there I can see more about the history. I know some words in Murray. It's very good.
What's a word in this language?
Kia ora.
Kia ora, that sounds good. What time is it?
No. Kia ora is hi.
Hi, kia ora. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Yeah.
Kia o. Kia ora.
Okay. Very nice. It's nice to know words in other languages. It's very cool.
Yes.
Do they have a lot of parks? Do they have a lot of parks in that city?
Yeah, I went to the Brazilian government, like the building.
Oh, the council.
Yes, the council. Yes, I can talk with the Brazilian council.
Oh, cool.
Yes, he is very funny.
Uh-huh.
Have a lot of park to visit. Victoria Mountains, very good. The Century of Wellington have a lot of places. And we have one specially street. I don't remember the name, but have a lot shoppies. You can buy a lot of thinkies.
Okay.
So, yeah. Is it a good? It's a good places. I went to the Play Center. I never went to in Brazil, the Play Center. And there have, do you know, lazy taggy? It's like one lazy gun. You can run in one places with one lazy gun, and you can shot, like you can kill the people, and after you can see how many points do you have.
Okay, kind of like paintball.
Yeah, it's like here in Brazil we have paintball, but there it's with one lazy.
Lasers, huh?
Yeah, a laser. You just like kill the people. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, and when you were in the school, were there other Brazilians at the school too?
Well, just one. With me, or went to New Zealand, it was 183 Brazilian students. But in the different city and different school, But me and my friend Antonio was the first Brazilian student there.
Wow.
Okay. So yeah.
You were very special then.
I hope.
As you were like VIPs.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you didn't speak a lot of Portuguese while you were there then?
No, I can't. all the time the direction say, please don't speak Portuguese here. You need to improve your English and just speak in English. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I write in Portuguese for a talk with Antonio, my friend, my Brazilian friend.
Well, I'm sure you had internet so you could talk to your family back here in Brazil while you were there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was very hard to talk with my family because the time it's very different.
Yes. It's like half a day difference, right? Like almost.
Yes. It's let me see, 16 hours in the front. New Zealand is 16 hours in the front of Brazil.
Wow.
So yeah, it was very hard.
Very difficult to talk to your family when they're awake and when you're awake.
Yeah, and at school you cannot use mobile data.
Why?
You can. I don't know, because the Wi-Fi connection at school, you just can use the Wi-Fi connection, and the Wi-Fi connection you can't use the social media. It's blocked. Have some block there.
Oh, that's good. That means that the kids.
No, it's not good.
Yeah.
But have some block on Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, but WhatsApp, it's not popular there.
TikTok.
So my WhatsApp,
TikTok. Wow.
Yeah, but my WhatsApp worked there.
Oh, cool.
With the Wi-Fi connection.
Because WhatsApp is not very popular outside of Brazil. Brazil is the most popular place for WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And yeah. there are other platforms in other countries, but what was the main one in New Zealand? Facebook?
Yeah, I think the first is WhatsApp, second is Instagram, and the third is, let me see, I think Facebook.
Okay.
TikTok, it's very famous right now here in Brazil, but it's not like the social media you can talk with a lot of people. But the most popular is WhatsApp, of course.
Yeah. Okay, would you recommend this school to other people? If people were asking about the school that you went to, would you give a good recommendation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it. This is cool. It's very good. I cannot choose the country and the school and family because it was one scholarship. I went to there 5 months. And I can just choose the language. In the high school here, in the year 11, you can choose 3 different languages, Germany, Spanish, or English. Mm-hmm. And my choice was English.
Okay.
After you start to study this language at school, it's one course free to you at school, after the school. After 1 year, you can make the test for go to travel. When I went, it was, let me see, 2017, I made my test and it was 27,000 Brazilian students make this test. And no, make the course was 27,000. But for go to make the test, it was 7,000 students, and only 1,100 pass for go to another country.
Wow. So it was very competitive then to go to the
city. Yes, and it was very hard. Only me and my city.
Wow. You're the only one from your whole city. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah. It was very good because when I come back, every people talking with me in the street, asking about my travel.
Very nice. And did you travel to other places in New Zealand, like to other cities?
Yes, a lot. Well, it was my first time outside of Brazil. Mm-hmm. I stopped in Dubai airport. Mm-hmm. And I stayed there 20 hours. So yeah, 24 hours, mm-hmm. one day in the airport. It was very funny because I was with my Brazilian friend, so we woke in a lot. Mm-hmm. And so in New Zealand, I stopped in Auckland, where I have the international airport. But in Wellington, can outside a lot. In New Zealand, it's two different parts, the South Island and the North Island. Okay. I lived in the North, but my host family gave me one ticket for visit the South Island. So I went to Dunedin, Queenstown, Alexandria, mm-hmm. so a lot city. Queenstown is the most popular city in New Zealand because the sport, the radical sport.
Do you like radical sports?
Yes. I love.
What is your favorite radical sport?
Bungee jump.
Bungee jumping?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bungee jump and skyline. I really like skyline.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what's skyline?
Yes, we call it slide for life.
Pardon?
We say the word slide for life. You're sliding down the cable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the name for this.
No, I can listen to you. Oh, good. I went to the cable car. Do you know what's cable car?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
In Wellington, have one cable car. And in the top of the mount, so in down, you pick the cable car, and you go to the top, and there have the Wellington Guard.
Mm.
It's very beautiful places, very relaxed, don't have noise. You can have meditation and relax.
So I was gonna ask you, before you left to go to New Zealand, how was your English before you left?
Was very bad. Yeah, I started study English in 2015. Uh-huh. I won one scholarship, so all my history is about the scholarship. I finished I had 17 scholarship finished. I finished 17 scholarship, like with a lot different areas, administration course, accounting course, technology course, so a lot. Mm-hmm. I really like to have this opportunity for improve by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied a lot. So I'm the first bilingual guys of my family.
Uh-huh.
And about my English, I started in 2015 when I remember the first day at school, the English school.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher asked me, "Hi, how are you?" And I say, I don't know what is high. I said in Portuguese. Okay, you can improve your English. It was in 2015, right? In Brazil.
Yeah.
So after the time, I started to learn more, but I was so shy. But every time, I would like to improve by myself. Mm. Right now, so I went to New Zealand in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I'm English and Spanish teacher. I speak Spanish. I speak Portuguese, Spanish, English, sign language, Brazilian sign language. Like mm-hmm. here we call Libras.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning French.
Very nice.
I love language. I would like to learn more three languages.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I don't know. I don't know if I will need a lot of language, but it's my job. It's my hobby.
Yes, it's a hobby, but it could be something very beneficial to your future. You know, when you have job opportunities, people look for languages, and that could really help you with your future. So don't be afraid to continue with that one. That's a good idea.
Yes, I'm feeling very relaxed when I'm studying language.
Is there anything that you would say to somebody that you need to be careful about in New Zealand? Something that they need to be concerned about?
Like, be careful?
Yes. Is there anything that's maybe a little bit dangerous?
Well, the New Zealand people said have some gangs there. Mm-hmm. Like Black Powers, Gang Mob, and another gangs. And I think it's not really gangs. Okay. One day when I outside with the red hat, red shirt, and with my red socks, okay. My family said, "Please take it off these clothes." And I asked, "Why?" "Because it's too much red and have some gangs here." Gangs. Yeah, that's very dangerous. No, I'm from Brazil. I know what is gang. And I outside with all red.
Oh. So you're a risk taker. You're a risky person, huh?
Yes, I'm Brazilian. So yeah, don't have like real danger things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I call my friend by video call in the street, like 2 hours a.m. So it's very relaxed. Mm-hmm. I think you just need to be careful with like alcohol. Mm-hmm. A lot of people use alcohol, Canadians too, yeah. Like drugs, illegal drugs, you need to be careful. But like with the people, it's very relaxed.
Good.
Never am afraid with this situation.
Okay, Gian, I have a final question to ask you. Are you familiar with a group called English Brazil?
Can you repeat, please?
Yes. Are you familiar with the group called English Brazil? Well, were they conversation groups?
Yeah.
Are you a participant with this group?
Yes, they receive English, the English group.
Ah, yes. Okay. Very good.
The EB Brazilian. So. No, EB receive, but I never went to the personal meets, and because I'm living a little far off Recife, like 1 hour in the car.
Wow,
by car.
Long distance. Well, maybe the English Brazil can get a group going in your area.
Oh, I really would like, and I really would like to have this organization. Here off my seat and have a lot of people, not really in my seat, but in another, like here, when I'm visiting my friend right now, have a lot of people talking English. So a few minutes ago, I visited my friend and speak a lot in English with him. Okay. I think it's very important.
Yeah.
And I'm studying at the university, and there I have one English group, so every day have challenge, every day have conversation. Yeah. I'm direction with Nelly. Nelly, it's like it's one area of the English language. In Portuguese, we call Nelly. Okay. Núcleo de Estudo da Língua Estrangeira. So like it's first place for talking with another language. And it's very good for me and for another student.
Very good. So I just wanted to say thank you very much, Gian, for being with us.
Oh, today. It's my pleasure.
And look forward to hearing from you in the future too, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for this opportunity for share my experience.
Okay. So
okay.
I wanted to say thank you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.